Pope Benedict greeted 7,500 people in a packed Pope Paul VI audience hall for his weekly general audience. During his catechesis, the Holy Father spoke about the week of prayer for Christian unity, which concluded on Wednesday.
As we conclude today, the week of prayer for Christian unity, we remember that the healing of divisions among Christians is the Lord's work. It is his gift for which we must pray constantly.
The Pope also spoke about peace, which is the theme of the 143rd Psalm, the subject of his ongoing catechesis on the Psalms of Evening Prayer.
In our psalm today, we sing a new song to the Lord. In the Bible, a new song is one which speaks of peace and prosperity, signs of the Messiah, promising us the fulfillment of all our hopes. The psalmist describes this gift of peace, his shalom, with a series of images drawn from daily life. He speaks of the family. Sons, the hope of the future, are like strong saplings. Daughters are like graceful columns, supporting the house. Then we hear of the fruits of man's labor, the crops, the sheep, the cattle, which are all gifts from the Lord. And the city walls are no longer breached by enemy armies. No more be do the wounded and the orphans weep in the streets. Such is the peace brought by the Messiah.
The Holy Father then turned to the most influential church father of the West, Augustine of Hippo.
We can help to build this peace if we choose to be faithful to God. St. Augustine teaches that the 10-stringed harp means the 10 commandments. To sing a new song and to play to the 10-stringed harp means to follow God's law and to usher in his kingdom of peace and joy.
After his catechesis, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims in various languages.
Cari amici, alla necessaria preparazione.
In Italian, he made a special greeting to a group of soccer referees. He said that to the necessary technical and athletic preparation, they should join a human and spiritual formation, and let this make them always grow more mature and responsible. The Holy Father also made mention of his first encyclical, Deus Caritas Est, that is, God is Love. The encyclical was released on Wednesday.